Most of us were taught that business is about closing deals, closing gaps, hard closes. But if we're really honest, chasing the closing deals, closing gaps, and closing harder, chasing is exhausting. We've been conditioned to believe that growth comes from pressure put on others. More calls, more outreach, more pushing, more pressure. Yet the businesses that last, the relationships that compound, and the opportunities that expand, they don't come from force. They come from alignment in a divine direction of value. We are living in a relationship economy where trust moves faster than persuasion, where value travels further than volume, and where consistency outperforms intensity. This training, which I will send to anyone, like I said, david@dmelcher.com, is about shifting from pipeline pressure on others to a gravitational pull of what you desire in your divine direction. It's about understanding that we don't scale through transactions. We scale through contribution. When we become purposeful and consistent in creating value, we stop trying to stand out by being louder and start standing out by being more valuable, more helpful. And this shift and this training will change everything, because it will change the way you look at closing. So the things you look at in closing will change. Once again, if you like the guides and exercises in this training, just email me, david@dmelcher.com. The first lesson is that we build the gravitational pull. We don't build the pipeline pressure on others, especially. When we operate from pressuring others, we create resistance, because what you resist persists. When we operate from service, we create attraction, responsibility, and a participation in a perception of sustainable growth that comes from aligning with our divine direction, aligning the meaning of our past, not our pursuit. If we consistently push offers and chase responses, people will resist. They will pull away, they will fall away, and they will even fire us from their pipeline. When we are consistently providing value, insights, and connections, people will lean in naturally and create a gravitational pull, not just with themselves, but with their neighborhood, their community, and others. We need to shift our outreach from what can we close to what can we solve. I'm going to repeat that. We need to change our outreach from what can we close to what can we solve. When we replace sales-focused touch points with value-driven ones, we can track where attraction, responsibility, and that participation in the perception replaces the pressure. We can actually see quantitatively in the two man-made constructs in business that are aligned with the assets that we are accumulating and the time that we're spending at ease, not at dis-ease. You will build and we will build a gravitational pull and remove, dissipate, dissolve the pipeline pressure. If you'd like the resistance exercise, just email me, david@dmelcher.com, and I will give you how to learn lessons from being accountable by seeing the responsibility, the attraction, the gravitational pull, and the participation in the perception of pipeline pressure. Lesson number two, we operate in a new economy. The old economy, the one that I grew up in, was absolutely transactional. It was segregated. It was a divisive, transaction of sell, deliver, forget. Sell, deliver, forget. The new economy is relational, relative, and it's help, stimulate interest, transition interest, trust, share a vision, manage and develop that vision, and thrive, expand. Help, trust, and expand. And if you would like the 5 to Thrive exercise on the new economy, the relativity of how it operates, the new economy operating system, just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. If we don't adapt, if we don't see the protection, promotion, love, and perfection of the new economy, we will exhaust ourselves trying to win an outdated game. When we focus on helping first, trust builds faster than you can imagine. When we stimulate interest in that value, transition that interest in that value, and share a vision of value, articulating it greater than what we're asking for, we will build trust faster than ever. And it is trust that shortens the cycles of yes and no, both equally valuable. It will also increase exponentially the lifetime value of that relationship, which allows it to thrive. Once again, the 5 to Thrive system: stimulate interest, transition interest, share a vision, manage and develop a vision, and thrive in order to help, trust, and expand your community, your neighborhood of people that are buying from you and selling for you for life. If you'd like the 5 to Thrive system, I'd be happy to give it to you, david@dmeltzer.com. We can no longer scale through transactions. We must scale through relationships that will accelerate, aggregate, and compound so more people buy from you and sell for you. That is guaranteed success in the new economy. We want to take inventory of where we're still operating transactionally in the sell, deliver, forget mechanism and modality. Then design consistent value touch points within the context of the 5 to Thrive system of stimulating interest, transitioning interest, sharing a vision, managing and develop a vision, and thrive. These value touch points will measure the relationship strengths alongside the revenue, alongside the amount of time that you're spending interfering with your success, your divine direction. We operate in the new economy. If you would like the 5 to Thrive system to operate in the new economy, the new operating system for the new economy, then just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. Lesson number 3, we audit our relationships honestly. We have to create buckets for those relationships. There are people that I bucket almost never, some of the times, and almost always. And without this awareness, we unintentionally apply pressure to others without creating the articulation and participation in the perception of the proportional value in which we articulate to exceed what we're asking for. And that imbalance weakens and interferes with our effective communication, trust, and inspiration that we should provide as we take inventory and audit our relationships honestly, almost never, some of the time, almost always. When we can list and prioritize relationships, we then ask these following questions. What pressure have we applied? What value have we articulated or created? What problem or resolution do we wake up thinking about? And we will often discover the interference in the inspiration of the effective communication of contribution. We must take inventory and ask these key questions of these relationships, of the almost never, some of the time, and almost always people. when we understand someone else's pressure, we can become the resolution, because every situation, struggle, pressured situation already has a solution in it. It's our job to shorten the distance of the lapse of time that it takes to figure out the resolution or the resolution of it. We become the resolution and we become the relief and we provide the value. And that relief will build the loyalty to create our community of people that will buy from us and sell for us for life. We want to make sure that we audit our relationships. Almost never, some of the time, almost always. We want to identify the relationships where value is out of balance by taking inventory and asking where the pressure is, where the value is, where the problem is, and where the gaps are. And we want to take and articulate the helpful resolution with zero agenda if possible. We want to dissipate, dissolve our own self-interest and share unconditionally the value to exceed what we're asking for. If we use these categories and audit our relationships, take inventory of our relationships honestly, by the almost never, some of the time, and always relationships that we have, we will elevate the value and the imbalance and proportionally articulate it greater than what we ask. If you would like the buckets of almost never, some of the time, and always in that exercise, email me, david@dmeltzer.com, for those three buckets. Lesson number four, we give to be given more to receive before we ask, but we must ask. So we give before we ask in the infinite loop of giving. We must give before we ask so that when we ask, we are asking for more than more, because we give more, we're given more, we receive more, and we ask for more than more. We give before we ask. If we are selling to instead of shopping with our clients, I'll repeat that. If we are selling to instead of shopping with our clients, it will interfere with the intelligence, intuition, energy, and inspiration that creates the trust that allows us to be credible, notating that in any relationship that our credibility is the most important thing. Because if we're 100% credible, people will always align with what we ask, what we do, what we say, what we believe. Now, it's almost impossible to be 100% credible, but the closer you are in that credibility, the easier life is and the less diseasier it is. Giving in the infinite loop builds not only efficiency, but it also creates effectiveness and statistical success because of the credibility and the trust is high. When we give first, and then are given and utilize gratitude, empathy, and accountability to see all that we're given. And we are worthy of receiving it, notating that when we receive, somebody else is able and capable of helping us, which is giving them an opportunity to be closest to God. It's giving them an opportunity to find their higher self. And in that, we eliminate all the interference and friction later on in the infinite loop of giving. We give before we ask. If we consistently introduce people and share our resources and resolve problems without expectations, always capable of articulating the value to exceed our expectations, we become the obvious partner that they categorize as almost always. And when opportunity arises, we are first on their list. This trust that is created also creates the momentum of the infinite loop of giving more, being given more, receiving more, asking for more than more, giving more than more, being given more than more, receiving more than more, asking for more than more than more. This is the momentum of the infinite loop of giving. We give before we ask, because momentum in this community of people, not only buying from us, but selling for us, not selling to, but shopping with us, momentum reduces effort and scales exponentially. Let's replace our ask with a give, then with a intentional focus on what we're given, then an intentional focus on what we receive, and then the ask, that articulation of value to exceed what we're asking for. We can track how the infinite loop of giving reduces the number of people that are in resistance, that appear in our lives with objections and skepticisms and delays and lies and stalls and stucks that create a waste of time, energy, emotion, inefficiency, ineffectiveness, and lack of statistical success. Make this infinite loop of giving a habit. It's a contribution habit of giving, being given more. Giving more, being given more, receiving more, and asking for more than more. It should not be a tactic, but it should be a behavioral instinct of infinite giving. If you would like the infinite loop of giving, please just email me, david@dmeltzer.com, along with the full training. Please ask for the infinite loop of giving. Lesson number 5. We create this efficiency, effectiveness, and statistical success through our credibility. And our credibility is the key indicator of trust. When we chase costs, when we chase, it goes into an emotional expense column. So many times we don't take a quantitative analysis of what emotional expense costs us. Do you have an employee that is creating havoc in your company that people are quitting over, or clients are complaining about, or you're thinking about before you go to bed and when you wake up? How much does that quantitatively cost you, interfering with your higher self? Credibility and trust creates operational efficiencies, effectiveness, and statistical success. Create an emotional expense column. The more trust we build, the more trust that we build, the more credibility we have, the less pressure we need, the less convincing we have to do. If somebody trusts us 100%, if we were 100% credible, they would do exactly what we said. Buy this, sell this, do this. No problem. But when we create that pressure, when we create the inefficiencies, when we create the interference, we have to work double, triple, quadruple, exponentially more to create resolutions, to articulate value, to exceed what we're asking for. So many times I see two similar businesses offering similar products. One has stronger relationship capital and they close so much faster. They negotiate so much less. They get paid so much more. They have a great community of people shopping with them, buying from them, selling for them. And even more importantly, they retain that community longer. And it has so much more value. The real ROI isn't just revenue. In creating efficiency, credibility through trust, it is the community and the culture that has the greatest ROI. Because that community and culture is what allows people to buy from you and sell for you for life. It is the community and the culture that allows people to shop with you, not sell to you or for you or through you. When we evaluate our businesses through the lens of credibility equity, not revenue equity, we can identify the interference between us and where we want to be or better, and we can remove that interference or shorten the distance of it and quantify it in an emotional expense column. We can put a money number and a time number to each and every emotional expense that is caused through the inefficiency of the lack of trust, skepticism, or lack of credibility. We need to build systems that make working with us easier and easier every week, every month, and every year. It is the systems that will allow us to shop with more people, for more people to buy from us and sell for us. Especially in today's accelerated change, we should always look at making these systems that making working with us easier. more value. If you would like the emotional expense exercise, we create efficiency through trust. Email me, David@dmeltzer.com. David@dmeltzer.com. You can get the full trainings, my books, exercises, all David@dmeltzer.com. The final lesson in purposeful and consistent giving is that we receive what we produce easier for others. We don't get what we want in business. We get what we consistently make easier for others. Desire does not drive outcomes. Discipline does not drive outcomes. Devotion does. What we do say, think, feel, and believe with the desire that we must be what we can be in alignment with our divine direction allows us to align the meaning of the past with that direction as well. And it is contribution that will fuel the acceleration, the aggregation, the compounding of those outcomes that we desire. Because what we make easier for others does drive the contribution, and the contribution drives the outcomes, not just desire. So many people are just disciplined. They're so busy working, so disciplined in working every day, 4 a.m. to 4 p.m., 4 a.m. to 4 a.m., whatever time it is. They're so disciplined. They're so busy working, they forget to make money. They're so busy working, they forget to spend time with their family. They're so busy working, so disciplined working, they forget to be healthy. You need to be devotional in a divine direction. Don't just be disciplined, be devotional. Have a desire that you must be what you can be. It will drive you to contribution by making things better or easier for others. If we simplify the decision-making process, if we can reduce the risk, if we can create clarity for others, we will naturally be the choice, community, and culture for that person. They will buy from us and sell for us for life. We become a priority. Everything becomes easier for us when we make things easier for others throughout the entire process, community, and culture. We need to give, be given more, receive more, and ask for more than more. We need to give with credibility. We need to receive with credibility. We need to ask with credibility. It's not just the more you give, the more you receive. That works with love and kindness and forgiveness, but it doesn't work with man-made constructs. If I give you more chairs, do you think I'll receive more chairs? Well, a chair is just like money. It's a man-made construct. If I give you more time, do you think that I'll receive more time back? No, time is a man-made construct. When we utilize this give, given more, receive, and ask for more than more, it's not just generosity. It's a long-term strategy and an infinite loop of abundance of more than enough of everything for everyone. When we can identify the ways that we can simplify someone else's life, we provide value. When we can remove the layers of complexity from our own process to make things easier for others, we will win. When we commit to being purposeful and consistent so we stand out through our service and are able and capable of articulating that service, we will win. We will create a culture. People work for cultures, not companies. And that consistency and that purposeful intention of what we do say, think, feel, and believe will create this infinite loop of giving. It will simplify the decisions, reduce the risks, and create clarity for others. And we naturally become their community, their neighborhood, their culture. They will shop with us, buy from us, and sell for us for life. If you would like the infinite loop of giving exercise to make things easier for others, please email me, David@dmeltzer.com. Stop closing deals, closing gaps, and closing harder. Stop chasing. Make the shift. We scale through contribution, not transactions. We build gravitational pull, not pipeline pressure. Create the new operating system in the new economy. Take inventory, audit our relationships with integrity and honesty. Give, be given, receive, and ask for more. Create efficiency, effectiveness, and statistical success through credibility that creates trust. And make receiving and giving easier for others. And we will create a culture, a community, a neighborhood of people that we're shopping with, not selling to, a neighborhood of people that are buying from us and selling for us. Because at the end of the day, this is not about being nice. It's about being efficient, effective, and statistically successful. When we lead with value, credibility elevates and trust expands. And when trust expands, that interference, it decreases. The lapse of time decreases between the problem and the solution, the resolution. And when the interference decreases, the efficiency, the effectiveness, and statistical success increase. That's your leverage of culture community. This is how we're purposeful and consistent. We don't get what we want in business. We get what we consistently make easier for others. If we want more opportunity, we create more relief. If we want more growth, we create more value. If we want more influence, we create more credibility and trust. Give more, be given more, ask for more, and give more, be given more, receive more, and ask for more than more. So you can give more than more, be given more than more, receive more than more, and ask for more than more. Live in a world of more than enough. That isn't generosity alone. It's actually a strategy. And when we commit to that strategy consistently, every day, persistently, without quit, in the pursuit of our potential, not our prospects, we won't have to chase the next level. It will come to us in a clear, harmonized, exponential way. This has been the Purposeful and Consistent Giving Training. Remember, most importantly, be more interested than interesting. Be kind to your future self and do good deeds.